93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back in one final time. It's the Spillover, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. I have heard from,
what do you got, some scoop?
From Mr. Sorensen this morning, just in the last commercial break. Okay. He just woke up.
Did he? I'm telling you.
He just woke up.
We may not see Jake till next Wednesday.
So I hope that's not the case, because I'm not sure what that would look like for you guys.
I don't think Jake's back. Steve, I don't think Jake's going to be back for a week.
I don't know. I hope that's not the case. You will more than likely not have me then, if that's the case.
Where would you be going?
I will be in Michigan for the Husker basketball game.
How'd you work that out?
Because of our great partners with us at the station. We will be having representation at all the remaining road basketball games and two of the Husker baseball tournaments coming up in February. So,
good God.
Yes. Huge thanks to our friends at the Lincoln Airport.
Yes.
Nice. Huge thanks to our friends at Diode Technologies.
Yes.
As well, and a
Technologies.
Few others. So they are helping us become travel partners of Nebraska Athletics.
I thought today's show was interesting. It had some bite to it.
It did. I was telling Bill that I got a text from Jake this morning.
It doesn't sound good. He's only been away for 5 minutes.
Just in the last commercial break, he said, "I just woke up, responding to the text now." That was at 8:54 a.m.
How about that? Just got up.
So
he's not in good shape, guys. Hit him up on Twitter.
Please.
Yeah, try to hit him up a little bit. He needs a little spark. Yeah, he's down.
Yes.
And this is like Jake said, yesterday was his first day ever missing, or second day ever missing work for being sick.
I want to say 15 years.
15 years. One day for being sick.
Why are you?
Hold on. Why are you pushing back on Jake Sorensen? Why, swim?
Okay, that's fine.
For sickness.
You know what? I'll let him
He
have
has
it.
Missed some days, but he's been out, doing things. Yes.
That's fine. I'll let him have this. It's only the second day.
Interesting. Yeah. That's what he said.
Okay.
Today would be his third. Today's his third sick day.
Wow.
Imagine how many sick days Jake's got built up over 15 years.
Oh, God.
He's probably got 600 sick days. That'd be a lot.
At the Journal Star, it was an incredible amount I had.
Did you?
Yeah, it was. They told me once, and they were freaked out. Like, you have like 6 months of sick days if you want to use them.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Did you use them?
No.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not bragging.
Just a hard worker.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Grinding.
Yep.
Were you grinding?
Grounded pound.
Yeah, grounded pound.
You were found.
Yeah. I get it. You know what happened?
Why did I bring
that up? Your habits reflected your goals.
Not really.
That's what happened right
there. It wasn't just a wish for you.
Yeah. No, I was. Yeah.
It was a
plan. You were answering the phone. Sports!
Right you there. You had a plan.
Yeah, I had a plan. Thank you, Steve.
So there you go.
Can we use this? What is this?
It's a phone. Yeah. Great receiver.
Yes. It was a great show. It had some bite to it.
I was disappointed in the no reaction for the basketball
Alabama
player.
Alabama basketball.
Yep.
Oh, you guys.
I would say this. It's out of my mind now, though.
I stopped thinking about it.
I respect your point. Where I come from on that is.
Yes, I know. We all expected this. We should have known.
When you start down the road of paying people, then it's dangerous territory to say who gets paid and who doesn't. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
You should have known that when you were clamoring for players to get paid. Then who gets paid and who doesn't?
That's true. Question for tomorrow's festivities.
Yes.
Is Dr. Love back?
Dr. Yes. Love is always back, yes.
So that's 7:37.
7:36, 7:37. Okay. One of those two.
It's in that area.
It's in that area.
7:35 to 7:45.
Last week, we kind of got a little late.
We were late.
I felt bad because we had several...
I was going to say, we're already getting texts about Dr. Love. So,
okay, so let's start questions for Dr. Love.
Maybe we can start at like 7:30. Maybe we'll start a couple minutes early.
We got a lot of people that, right now, there's a lot of things romantically that need to be addressed.
We're
coming up on Valentine's Day.
What else should we talk about tomorrow?
We potentially might have a Braden Frager update.
Yes.
So obviously there's that conversation.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Minnesota game.
Yep.
The Hornets.
The one that's going to be easy.
Yes. Yep. It's like going to Duke.
Yeah.
they got the game against Minnesota
that lost to San Francisco.
On a neutral floor. Context is important here,
Sip. It is.
Doesn't seem like it.
Okay, what else? What else tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm sure there'll be news today.
Oh, something will come up.
I would like to also point out, Sipple said yesterday that he would call me last night, and phone did not ring.
Well,
when did we text?
I texted you in response to your text about
about a change in salary for a Husker coach.
Yeah, we didn't talk about those salaries.
We did not. We can do that tomorrow.
Yeah, we did tomorrow.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. Good thing we have a Friday show.
Yes.
I might be here. Maybe Jake is here. Who knows?
See what happens. I don't think so.
There's Early Break. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Nanderson Ford. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.